All right, KFIZ News Time 1040 as Final Act Today continues from the Air Tech Heating Studios. It's Tuesday, March 2nd of 2021, and each first Tuesday of the month, we spend some time learning about what's going on for the month at the Fond du Lac Public Library. And joining us once again is Ian Stapleton. He's in charge of public relations at the library, and he's kind enough to join us for a few minutes to highlight some of the things they have going on at the library for the month of March. Ian, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Very well. Thanks for having me on again.
Appreciate you taking some time to chat. Always good to update folks on what's going on at the library. Lots to talk about, as always. So let's jump right in. I saw something come across, Ian, that I know you wanted to talk about, a strategic planning survey. Tell us about this.
Right. Well, we typically undergo a strategic planning process here at the library about every 5 years. And we're kind of on the cusp of doing another one here. And we really want to hear from the community as we do this. We really want to get the perspective of everybody, not just our regular patrons, but anyone who is a member of the Fond du Lac community. We'd love to hear from them. So we're having a survey that's available. It's available to access two different ways. You can find that on our website at fdlpl.org. We have a big red banner across the top of the website right now that you can click on. It'll take you right to an online version of the survey. Or we have paper versions if you feel more comfortable doing it that way. Available here at the library. You can pick those up at curbside Monday through Thursday, or you can pick it up by coming into the library on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to do a paper version, and then you can return those right here at the library as well. The survey doesn't take very long, just takes a few minutes, but it covers a whole variety of areas about the library. We really want to just understand what people, how they use the library, what their perception of the library, and any ideas they have for the library. And again, don't have to be a current user. If you use it only occasionally, use the Fond du Lac Public Library every day. If you never use the Fond du Lac Public Library, we'd love to hear from you. Again, you can find that survey at fdlpl.org or come on by the library itself.
Very cool. If people want to take that, you mentioned you could stop by the library, go online. Is there a deadline you'd like people to get those surveys completed by?
Yeah, we're going to be doing this for about 4 weeks here, so roughly by the end of the month. But I'd say if you could get it to us by the 26th or 27th of the month, that would be very helpful. But the sooner the better, just because obviously we want to make sure that we hear from as many people as possible. We want to make sure we're covering all segments of the community. And overall, this is really just part of a larger process. We're going to be able to unveil our strategic plan maybe late summer or this fall, so that we can show the community where we're going as a library then.
Very good. I know yesterday was March 1st, and that meant the Chapter 52 bookstore is partially reopened now. Is that correct?
Yes. I kind of hinted a moment ago at some changes we have here in terms of hours, and Chapter 52's reopening is one of them. We're really excited to have our used bookstore reopening again. It's been a number of months with pandemic. It's just been tough to have everything as open as we'd like, but with Fond du Lac County moving to phase two of its reopening plan, we're reopening the bookstore on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you can get all kinds of great deals there, from books that are practically brand new to more used books. They're all for really, really good deals. You can get magazines, DVDs, all kinds of things for yourself, for gifts, or whatever you want to use it for, we have plenty of deals there. And that's at 52 Sheboygan Street. Now, also, as I hinted a moment ago, we are reopening the library on Fridays for actually entering the library. As I think a lot of patrons know, we've been open for a number of months on Saturdays and Sundays to enter, in addition to our curbside service. Now we're going to expand that to Fridays as well. So from Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., come on by the library, and you can stroll and find your own books and walking up and down stacks if you'd like. Of course, we do have curbside pickup available 7 days a week if you feel more comfortable that way, or if it's you need something right away on Monday through Thursday, you can do that as well. So we have Chapter 52 open Saturdays from 9 to 1, and the Fond du Lac Public Library is available to enter on Fridays now, too.
And that Friday hour starts this Friday, March 5th, correct?
Correct.
Very good.
Starts this week.
Yes. It's starting this week. All right, so keep that in mind for folks who use services of the library, and good to see Chapter 52 opening. It's been quite a while, obviously, with the pandemic, so things slowly inching back to normal. That's a good thing, right?
It is. We're really excited about this. We've got some other things we're excited about this week as well. Coming this Saturday as well, we have a virtual author visit from author Suzanne Woods Fitcher. If this name sounds familiar to you, it's because she's a best-selling author. She's probably best known for her Amish fiction and nonfiction. She's going to be actually joining us via Zoom on Saturday at 11 a.m. You can register to join the conversation at fdlpl.org. Go to our calendar and select the event to register. She'll be discussing her newest book, The Moonlight School, which is a really interesting historical, I think, maybe a takeoff on historical events in Kentucky. And she's also going to be taking questions from the public. So it's going to be a really interesting opportunity to meet with somebody you maybe just know from the bookshelf.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So
if people would like to participate in that, they should sign up online at fdlpl.org by Friday.
Very good. So that's coming up this this weekend. You could check that out on the website. I know another History at Home series is coming up too, Ian.
Yes. We're really excited about that. We have a visit from Esther Stewart. She's a geologist who works with Badger Talks Live with UW-Madison. She's going to be talking about something I didn't really know much about. It's called The Story of Ancient Lava Flows. And she'll be talking to us on Thursday, March 18th at 6 p.m., again, register at fdlpl.org, go to our calendar by the day before. She's going to be talking about how evidently there was lava flows that came up out of the bed of what is now Lake Superior and helped shape the upper Midwest. This is really interesting to me. I think we'll have a lot of people be interested in this as well. So, again, this is a Zoom event. Sometimes we have History at Home as Facebook Live, but this one's by Zoom, so people should be able to interact in this directly.
Very cool. Like you said, something that not a lot of folks might know about. That's a neat piece of history, and always fun to learn something new.
Yeah, and we have something fun for kids coming up this month as well, and this is in person. It times out very well with us opening up the library to come in a little bit more often. Kids could go to the children's room and look for Pete the Cat's Missing Cupcakes. I don't know if you know Pete the Cat, but he's a creation of children's author James Dean. All you need to do is kids can go walk around the children's room, look for missing cupcakes all around the room, bring it up to the desk, and they can get a prize for doing so.
Very cool. Very cool. Always fun for kids. Got to help Pete get those cupcakes back.
Yeah. We've got plenty of other things coming up, too. We also have a fun take and make coming up. On Friday, March 19th, starting Friday, March 19th, you can pick up a hatching chick take and make, where you can put the pieces together and just for spring create a little hatching chick. And we still have our two photo contests coming up, the My Favorite Fondy photo contest for creating your calendars and the teen photo contest. Both can be accessed by email. You can send us entries at teenphoto@fdlpl.org or calendar@fdlpl.org.
Very good. Ian, if people want more information, where's the best place they can go to learn more about what's going on in March at the library?
Well, stop by our website at fdlpl.org. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Ian, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Ian Stiebelton joining us from the Fond du Lac Public Library. Again, fdlpl.org if you want more info about things we talked about today.